Let's get to our guest. Manishi Raychaudhuri is with us, head of APAC Equity Research at BNP Paribas on the line from Hong Kong. Manishi, thanks for joining us. We're talking about the Fed, the likelihood that we're not going to get a pivot anytime soon because inflation is still very much out of control and the Fed has no choice but to be restrictive. Caveat here is until something breaks. Do you see something breaking?
The only risk seems to be, as far as some of the European banks are concerned, where a potential self-fulfilling prophecy could, give rise to some disruption. Apart from that, I think if one goes by the articulations of the Fed, it is clear that domestic inflation is front and center of their attention. So, we believe that it's unlikely that we would get that pivot anytime soon.
So we're on the cusp of another earnings season in terms of guidance particularly. Is that something that could break going ahead?
That is more probable. In fact, especially in the developed markets in Europe and United States, we expect the earnings season to be quite disastrous, for lack of a better word. And it would almost certainly give rise to another round of earnings estimate downgrades for 2023 and 2024. We actually expect the downgrades to be more severe in the developed markets than in the emerging markets. In emerging markets, particularly in Asia, analysts have been downgrading estimates for the past 2 years. Europe and U.S. have started just about now.
So, Manishi, if you're putting money to work, I know that your forte is APAC equities. I mean, are you finding opportunity right now in Asia?
In Asia, if one looks at the whole of 2022, in fact, possibly from the last quarter of 21, India and Southeast Asia are possibly the only markets. I mean, they have been kind of an island. We think that outperformance would likely continue for some more time, at least in the near term, because those are sort of the growth-assured markets. India is possibly the only large market which falls in that bracket, even though it's kind of egregiously expensive when one looks at relative valuations. But given the uncertainty surrounding the large North Asian markets like China, Korea, and Taiwan, and given the probability that such uncertainty is likely to continue for some more time, I think investors would continue to ignore valuations for the time being and look for some degree of growth assurance.
Hmm. Interesting. Manishi, good stuff. Thank you so much for being with us. Manishi Raychaudhuri is head of APAC Equity Research. Joining us from Hong Kong, Manishi is with BNP Paribas.